Jebelaulia community leader Agumbol says she and other mobilizers were at the camp distributing relief items when the fighting started on Thursday evening. Bol says she believes the fighting was caused by an incident last Wednesday in which a group of young people pushed down and injured a pregnant woman during a relief aid distribution exercise. The woman was rushed to hospital but later died from her injury. Bol tells South Sudan in Focus the fighting began when a group of young men from a different community beat to death a man they believe was from another community.
At around 8 p.m., those youths came here and they found that youths from this side were at the clubs watching football. So when they arrived, they found a man who looks like someone from the Dinka community and they immediately beat him to death, but later realized that they have killed someone from their own Nuer community. Then they claimed that Dinka are the ones who killed their community member. To our surprise, they came to where other youths were watching football. They started beating people, and that is how the fighting escalated.
Bol says 4 men were killed while 13 others wounded. Akol Malong, a South Sudanese activist in Khartoum, says 4 men and 1 pregnant woman were killed in the fighting at Jebelaulia refugee camp. She says South Sudanese and host communities in Jebelaulia now live in fear. Malong says authorities in Khartoum have not established what led up to the fighting.
Until now, we don't know what may have caused the fighting. Many people have been confirmed dead since the fighting last Friday. As we speak now, there is heavy deployment of security forces in the area to protect and help us here. At the moment, if they don't deploy security forces, this fighting may escalate further.
Bol says no one has been arrested yet, but Sudanese police are investigating the matter. She says the police are not in or around the camp, adding that youth group often provide security for their own communities. Bol says community leaders, NGOs, representatives and other local met on Monday to try to discuss ways to prevent further intercommunal fighting among refugees.
They suggested that those who started the fighting should be handed over to the police, or they should separate the two communities, either to leave Dinka here or take Nuer somewhere else. Thirdly, they suggested they should be left here to fight.
In March, Sudanese judiciary authorities sentenced 600 South Sudanese refugees in Khartoum to 6 months imprisoned after they were found guilty of engaging in intercommunal fighting, which led to the deaths of 7 people during the Eid al-Fitr holiday. Gulien Rafahili, UN Senior External Relations Officer, says their office is saddened by the deaths of 3 South Sudanese refugees in Jebelaulia in Khartoum.
Alerted by the Sultan and the community outreach volunteers about a security incident which sparked intercommunal tensions, UNHCR and Sudanese Commission for Refugees, CORE, asked for the intervention of the police, which arrived on site once fatalities had unfortunately already occurred. UNHCR and partners also assisted those who were injured. 16 people were transferred to nearby hospitals to receive treatment.
Rafahili says UNHCR is calling for a transparent investigation into this incident. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.